Called by Stalin's paranoid police state, Gulag concentration camps, and strict suppression of dissent, Trotsky was viewed as a humane and cosmopolitan opposite to Stalin. But Trotsky himself had overseen and spearheaded campaigns of persecution against Russians suspected of counter-revolutionary leanings, and he had written a long tract defending these terroristic measures as necessary safeguards of the revolution. Chapter 1. Lenin's Early Years. On April 10, 1870, the founder of Russian communism was born Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov to parents Ilya and Maria, who were middle-class citizens of the small town of Simbirsk in Russia. Vladimir was their third child, joining Anna and Alexander, and over the next several years there would be more siblings: Olga, Nikolai, Dmitri, and Maria. With the exception of Nikolai, who died shortly after birth, all his siblings would contribute in some way to the shaping of Lenin's political convictions. In Lenin's father, we see the first of many ironies that plagued him throughout his life. Though he had hailed from a poor peasant background, Ilya had degrees in both physics and mathematics from the University of Kazan and had taught both at the Penza Institute for the Nobility. By the time Volodya, as little Vladimir was known to his family, was born, Ilya had been made the director of public schools for the entire province. During his career, Ilya would supervise the construction of more than 450 schools built during Russia's 19th century era of modernization, and in recognition of his hard work and success, the Tsar awarded him the Order of St. Vladimir and the position of a hereditary nobleman. Thus, Ilya did what Vladimir would later claim was impossible in Russia: raised himself through ambition and hard work from a peasant to a nobleman. In fact, had there been no revolution, Lenin himself would have inherited his father's title and could have lived out his life as one of the very noblemen whom he had imprisoned and killed. Maria was also well-read and well-educated. The daughter of a doctor, she grew up in a wealthy family where learning was emphasized for everyone, even the women. She was taught at home by excellent tutors and showed a particular interest in languages and Russian literature. She had a teaching certificate but did not use it after marrying Ilya, though by that time she was fluent in English, French, German, and Russian. One of the areas of life on which the couple disagreed was religion. Ilya was a member of the Russian Orthodox Church and was very devout, insisting that all his children be baptized and raised in that faith. Maria, on the other hand, was from a Lutheran background and had no particular interest in religion one way or another. It appears that it was her influence, at least in part, that led Lenin towards eventual atheism. Before then, though, the Ulyanov children would lead relatively happy, well-cared-for lives. Their parents were politically neutral, so there was never any threat from the government. Their father went about his work every day, while the children went to school at the Simbirsk Gymnasium, and Maria cared for the home. The family spent most evenings around the fireplace or dining room table, where Ilya saw to it that his children studied hard so that they would always be star pupils in the schools he supervised. This suited Vladimir just fine, as he was an excellent student and would spend much of his teen years tutoring both his siblings and others in Latin. The Ulyanovs spent much of their summers with their cousins on Maria's side of the family in a rambling old manor house in Kokoshkino. There, Vladimir always had someone to play with, whether it was his little sister Olga, with whom he was particularly close, or one of his cousins. On nice days, the children tended to play outdoors, retiring when they were tired to rest with a few games of chess. Sadly, all this came to an end in 1886, when Ilya died of a sudden brain aneurysm when Lenin was just 16. It was around this time that the teenaged Vladimir became an open and avowed atheist. Meanwhile, left a widow with four children still at home, Maria was forced to sell some of the family's property to make ends meet and to keep her oldest son, Alexander, at St. Petersburg University, where he was studying biology.